Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Monday, June 1st, 2026. Happy first day of June, everyone. We've got a solid Monday lineup across the community today. Power management is getting a lot of attention, along with communications tech that the off-grid crowd is going to want to hear about. And food preservation is back in the conversation in a practical way. Let's get into it. We're going to start with power because the Urban Prepper put out something this weekend that cuts right to a problem a lot of people run into and don't fully understand until it's too late. The video walks through what actually goes wrong when people try to run their entire home off a power station during a blackout. Most people drain it in under 3 hours. The point isn't that the battery is too small. The point is the strategy is wrong. The video lays out a 3-tier outage framework and includes a specific trick that stretches runtime from 9 hours to 22. That is a significant difference, and it comes down to how you prioritize loads, not how much battery you buy. If you have a power station sitting in a closet and you've never thought through your actual usage plan, this one is worth your time. Bear Independent is out with his summer 2026 bug out bag loadout. He's walking through what's in his bag right now, what he's carrying, how it's organized, and how it fits together as a system for this time of year. Seasonal loadout reviews like this are useful because what works in January doesn't always work in June. And Bear has been doing these long enough that his reasoning behind each item tends to be practical rather than theoretical. Over in communications, the Tech Prepper is doing something genuinely useful for anyone building out a mesh or off-grid comm setup. The video focuses on improving range for LoRa radios running over reticulum, specifically testing a home-built quarter-wave ground plane antenna. He runs an actual range test, not just a bench test, and the results show a tripling of range compared to the stock setup. If you're working with reticulum and you've been wondering whether antenna choice actually matters at this scale, this is your answer. He also includes the parts and tools he used, so it's actionable from the start. Ham Radio 2.0 hosted a live free-for-all chat session this weekend, the kind of open format where the ham radio community just talks shop. If you're newer to ham radio or just enjoy the community conversation around it, Jason's streams tend to be a good place to pick up tips and connect with other operators. No structured agenda, just open discussion. Gideon's Tactical is clearing the air on a bushcraft knife, specifically the White River Ursus 45. He says he owes the audience an apology about how he characterized its camping capabilities, and he's revisiting it in detail. Gear corrections like this don't happen often enough in the community, so when a creator goes back and straightens something out, it tends to be worth hearing. If you've been considering that knife or already own one, this video has direct relevance to what it actually does well in the field. Rose Red Homestead is covering a third method for preserving minestrone soup, freezing. She's already covered pressure canning and freeze-drying this soup in previous videos, and this one completes the trilogy. She walks through the recipe adjustments needed specifically for freezing and shows how she prepared 6 portions for the freezer. It's a practical demonstration, and if you're building a rotation of home-preserved meals, having multiple preservation methods for the same recipe gives you real flexibility depending on what equipment and storage space you have available. Dave Canterbury is out with a field cooking video, cooking fish fillets at the water's edge. He walks through his method for preparing fillets, whether you're fishing from a canoe, a boat, or the bank. Field cooking skills like this sit at the intersection of foraging, camp craft, and genuine food independence. Canterbury has been teaching bushcraft fundamentals for a long time, and his approach to camp cooking tends to focus on simplicity and repeatability rather than anything complicated. Now, Full Spectrum Survival and Canadian Prepper both have content up that is focused on geopolitics, conflict scenarios, and current events framing. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Moving through the broader community, there are a number of creators putting out homesteading and off-grid content this weekend worth flagging. Off-Grid with Jay and Jen are documenting the start of a pump house build. specifically their first concrete pour, as part of moving and upgrading their water system. Water system infrastructure is one of the most foundational projects in any off-grid setup, and watching someone work through the concrete and construction phase of it in real time can be genuinely educational if you're planning something similar. Ashley Han over at Adventures Off-Grid spent the weekend tilling and planting potatoes at her off-grid cabin. She's calling it the start of summer prep, and the timing makes sense. June is go time for a lot of growers. If you're tracking a food production calendar for your own property, watching how other off-gridders are sequencing their planting this season is useful context. Another homestead is documenting a new construction project on their land in rural Italy. They're converting abandoned land into a self-sufficient homestead, and this week tackled a hand-built structure. The build-by-hand approach is something a lot of people in the community are watching closely for practical techniques. Bushcraft Rebooted posted a short on a compact, lightweight, minimal bushcraft kit aimed at day trips, unplanned overnighters, and light general use. It's a pared-down kit philosophy rather than a full loadout. And if you're thinking about what the true minimum looks like for basic field situations, it's a clear demonstration. Wicked Prepared has a video up about food prices and shelf-stable food, specifically the argument that most people are missing early signs of a broader food cost problem. The video connects directly to freeze-dried and shelf-stable food strategy. And if food budget planning is part of how you're thinking about your pantry right now, the video covers current pricing context alongside the preparedness angle. On the survival blog side, there's a long-form article by a contributor called Tunnel Rabbit on the practical use of bicycles in preparedness. The piece draws on real-world experience living in Denmark and looks at how cycling culture in other parts of the world informs how we might think about non-motorized transportation as part of a preparedness plan. Fuel independence, low maintenance, and the ability to move when roads are congested or infrastructure is compromised. It's a thoughtful angle on transportation that doesn't get talked about enough. Reddit is quiet today. Nothing to report from the community boards. We'll pick that back up when there's something worth bringing to you. The thread that runs through today's community content is infrastructure. How you store power, how you extend it intelligently, how you preserve food across multiple methods, and how you build the physical systems on your property that make self-sufficiency real. That's the conversation the community is having this Monday. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for starting your week with us. See you tomorrow.